listener production.
Good afternoon, it's Lee Jollo. The gloves are off at a Senate inquiry into supermarket giants. Woolworths CEO Brad Banducci is in hot water for refusing to answer questions about the company's profits. Tasmanian Greens Senator Nick McKim, who's leading the inquiry, warned Mr. Banducci he could be held in contempt, which could land him in jail.
That in accordance with Section 7 of the Parliamentary Privileges Act 1987, subject to a penalty of up to 6 months imprisonment or a fine of not exceeding $5,000. I want to make sure you're aware of those matters.
Federal police are promising to leave no stone unturned as they investigate a terrorist attack at a church in Sydney's west. A 16-year-old boy has been arrested. He's accused of stabbing a bishop and another man during a live-streamed service. The Tassie state government says it's getting on with the state's biggest ever paramedic recruitment blitz. They'll recruit 78 new paramedics over the next 2 years. 12 of them will go into a new ambulance station being built at Glenorchy. A three-month-old baby has been released from hospital after the cot it was in was allegedly flipped by a woman. The 36-year-old from the East Coast has been charged. She's not thought to be the mother. The Jack Jumpers are set to launch a new charity, the Defend the Island Foundation. It's all about raising funds to grow the game across the state. And Tassie's own Catania Maynard is a star on the rise, featuring in the recently released season 2 of popular teen drama Heartbreak High. To sport now, and Carlton may be without key trio Mitch McGovern, Adam Sard and Adam Chera this weekend, but midfielder George Hewitt says it isn't dulling their enthusiasm on the training track.
I think we still know we're playing really good footy, but we're not quite at our best. But we're facing one of the best teams in the competition this week, so it's going to be awesome and fun to match up against them, see where we're at.
The Blues host the unbeaten Giants on Saturday. And Collingwood's Nathan Murphy has retired due to the effects of repeated concussions.